The once soaring technology sector is far from having recovered its lost ground, and many investors are gravitating towards the so-called old economy stocks. Commentator Reed Hunt believes that technology, especially telecommunications and information sectors, can still be the economy's driving force. It just needs a little nudge.
Normally, when bad things happen to good economies, government tries to help. After all, as Abraham Lincoln said, the purpose of government is to do what needs doing, but which no one of us can do acting alone. So, for example, when energy prices soar in California, reasonable government action is not unreasonable to ask for. But not a soul in the administration seemed willing to lift a finger to help. Then the otherwise obscure and chronically underpowered Federal Energy Regulatory Commission did just what the White House said made no sense: capped wholesale prices for energy in the West. With this reminder that a reasonable administrative agency can be reasonably helpful in times of trouble, I have a suggestion. The slumbering federal government should pump a little gas, so to speak, into the coughing and sputtering engine of growth for our economy, the information sector. I don't imagine Herbert Hoover has been reincarnated as the head of the Federal Communications Commission. I don't think we lack capable people at the Departments of Treasury and Commerce. Smart folks work at the White House. But the government's hands-off, passive, reactive, low-profile approach to the collapse of the information sector has gone on a little too long. Here's a recap. In the last 6 months, in almost every part of the information sector, growth projections have gone from up 20% or more to down 20% or more. Some companies report inventory backlog stretching out as much as a year. One equipment supplier took a $19 billion loss just last quarter. The information sector leads our economy, but the direction is down. The Fed has dropped rates at a record pace to try to get a trampoline under the economy. So far, the bounce back hasn't happened. If FERC can finally help California, then the sleepwalking FCC can give a boost to the information economy. For example, how about changing regulations to let schools use federal money to buy new broadband technology? The White House could help. How about pushing for a tax credit to help small businesses get on the web? There are dozens of other modest proposals that would help bring the good old new economy back to life. But to figure out what to do, the FCC and the administration first have to decide that they want to do something. As Lincoln's contemporary James Russell Lowell said, "All the beautiful sentiments in the world weigh less than a single lovely action."
The comments of Reed Hunt, who was chairman of the Federal Communications Commission during the Clinton administration, he is an investor in the telecom industry.